Amen to the message this morning. I feel like I'm probably the last one that should be up front here. But it's been good to be here this morning. Thank you, Paul, for those reminders. As I reflected back, I think April the 3rd was 4 years ago that I was ordained at New Life as a minister. So I have a long way to go to get to 37 years. But God is faithful. And I've learned a lot in the short amount of time. I want to open it up just a minute or two. If there's anyone here who would like to share something, if you have a testimony, if you have a prayer request this morning, I want to give you that opportunity to share this morning.
I was a little hesitant to get up because I wanted to give the home people some chance too, so I feel a little bit out of place here. But I can say that... Paul writes in Corinthians about the innermost man is renewed. I can say this weekend has been that for me, and it's just so good to be part of this here. And it's very special to me with Ryan being ordained here this afternoon. I've known Ryan all his life, and Ryan always seemed to me, to be a conscientious young boy growing up, and I still believe he's that today. And it's just a blessing to be part of this. And just want to say God bless you, Ryan, for being available to be used of God this way. And I just want to Paul talked about some of our comings and goings throughout our years together. And he spoke about times where he would maybe give me a call, and I was the laid back kind of one, and I needed to have someone like Paul up beside me to get my attention and give me some help. And he did that a lot. And I don't know, Paul, you probably remember this. When your family was down in Belize in, was it the early 2000s, I think, we were going through some rough patches in church there. And I remember so clearly one day you gave me a call. I was at work, and you gave me a call. And I even forget the specifics, what was going on. But anyway, you just brought to my attention, you just said, maybe we need to change our approach to whatever we were facing. And it just really helped me to see from the point of view to work more with the people in the church when we face things. And I forget all the details, but I remember that was a big help to me, that phone call when you called me about that. And it just encourage me, and that was wonderful. And I just want to say this. I just want to say amen to you, Tyler and Ryan, in your relationship. As Paul pointed out, don't be envious of each other. And the three things that Paul mentioned about pride. And I always say jealousy is a first cousin to pride. And how often do you hear people confess that they were jealous? Not a whole lot. And so, just so good to be here. Good to hear Paul preach again. And just God bless you for sharing. And God bless you as a church here as you go from this place. Thank you.
I can't help it but stand up and share a little bit yet when... Paul, you were saying you wanted a church for messed up people. Well, you got one right here. I walked into New Life, and I was probably the most messed up person in Holmes and Wayne County. I don't know. But there was many struggles that came along with that. And, I want to say thank you to New Life Church for accepting me for who I was and then walking beside me. And Paul said, you can walk in here messed up, but don't stay that way. I don't want to stay that way, and I didn't stay that way. I want to be different. And I want to say thank you to Paul, the ministry at New Life, and this church as well. Like, it has been good. Paul, it was good to hear you preach again. Thank you for coming up, being here, spending time. We miss you. You can move back anytime you want to. No, that's okay. We bless you in your time in Belize as well. But yeah, it was just good to hear you preach.
All right, if not, I don't want to drag it out. Thank you, Brother Tim, for sharing. I was tempted, if nobody else did, to simply call on you, but I didn't want to put you on the spot either. So thank you for being here. Thank you for what you shared. Brother Paul, thank you for the message this morning. It hit me right in the middle of the forehead, right where it needed to, and I have a lot to work on in my own life. Ryan, thank you for the children's class. Greatly appreciate you, your willingness to step up and take care of that for us this morning. I think due to the sake of time, there is lunch prepared downstairs, as Brother Jay mentioned. We're just going to simply stand. We'll have a closing prayer. I will pray for the noon meal as well. And then after the prayer is over, you can consider yourselves dismissed, and you can start to make your way down to the basement for lunch. I'm not quite sure. I am not an expert in organizing people and things. Seating and tables in the basement are a bit limited. Obviously, I think there's about 80 or so chairs and table space for people downstairs. I think what I'm going to do is maybe encourage those with families to have kind of priority at the table, at least those with young children or children that can't eat without a table and so forth, if that makes sense. For the rest of you, if you could possibly give a little bit of priority, maybe some of the older folks, if you need a place at the table, that is totally fine. There are some benches along the walls down there you can sit on, and if we run out of space in the basement, there's always benches and space upstairs here if you just need to simply come back up with your lunch. So I don't know the amount of people here. I don't know all the details. I'm simply throwing that out there so that we can all work together and help each other in that, all right? Why don't we stand? We'll have dismissal prayer. I'll pray for the noon meal, and after the prayer, you can consider yourselves dismissed. Father God, we thank you. We praise you for your goodness and for your faithfulness. Thank you that Brother Paul was willing to come and to share and to be open and honest with us this morning in the message. God, I just pray that for myself, I could apply it to my life and I could use it to further the kingdom and for the betterment of the church body here. God, for all of us as people, I pray that we would continue to seek after you and to walk faithfully and to not get overwhelmed, to not get weighed under, and to not lose our vision of you, but to continually seek after you with our whole heart. God, for the food that's been prepared in the basement, we pray that you would bless Jay's for being open and willing to share with all of us. Just pray that you would bless the food to our bodies for the furtherance of your kingdom and to your honor and to your glory. God, be with us as we go from here, and also be with us as we come back here this afternoon. And as preparations are finalized for the ordination, I just pray that you would continue to be in our midst here this weekend. God, I just pray that you would dismiss us with your blessing and that we would honor and glorify you in all that we do. We pray these things in your name. Amen. You can consider yourselves dismissed.